Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You know, most men in their marriages go as hard as they can to make sure their woman is happy. What's the old cliche?
Happy wife, happy life.
Our producer, Kaylee, lives in opposite world.
Yeah.
For Kaylee, his hobby is annoying his wife as much as he can, purposely. Over and over and over again.
I think it's my existence. I mean, yeah, I don't try to.
Yeah, I think you do.
No, I really don't go out of my way. I don't get enjoyment. Well, maybe a little.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe just a little.
For those that don't know, how long have you and your wife been together, been married, and how many children do you have?
We have three children. I hate when you ask me anniversary dates.
He started with the easiest one. He's like, I definitely know I have three. Well, I think of the other stuff.
Correct. I think we're around 14 years total.
Okay.
Married 12.
One more question to that. When did she fall?
I don't know that that's accurate, actually. I don't know.
You need to get in the ballpark.
When did she was in the ballpark.
Of the 14 years, when did she stop liking you? Was it like year 4 or 5?
I think 2.5, there was a bit of disgust that started to build. I'm not really sure. So we just got back. We went to Disney for a few days over spring break. And so that was like we drove down into Florida and we went to Animal Kingdom. We stayed at the Animal Kingdom Jamba Lodge. Ooh. Or whatever. It was really, I've never been to Animal Kingdom.
Is that the one that has like the giraffes and stuff right out of your
Correct.
Room?
Correct. Yeah. And it's like real tiki look. It just.
Yeah, you have to hunt for your food at that hotel.
It's like,
there's no menu. You have to go out in the back and you got to kill a giraffe and
eat it. It's a straight up. It's a straight
up. You have the big game hunt at Disney? Okay.
They want it to be the most magical place in the world.
Yeah, they want it to be very authentic.
Well, it's.
It's all about that magical experience.
The whole theme of that lodge and of that hotel, I know there's three on the property, but is all African theme. So, I mean, it's beautiful inside. And so...
You sure you went to Zanzibar?
No, I went to Disney.
So we get there, we get into our room, and our room backs up to the big game hunting that's behind it. And we got huge ostriches and giraffes and longhorns. It's just really, really cool.
It's one of my favorite hotels.
Yeah.
It really is.
Except the guns are loud out back. It's hard to sleep sometimes.
With all that poaching.
The only poaching Disney does is eggs. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, for about $500.
Yeah.
Right. So we start getting ready for the pool, and there's another couple that's meeting us there who live in Florida. So we start getting ready, and, you know, I get my swim trunks on, and we're getting the kids ready, and I put on the tank top. And the tank top, so it's like... It says Icon on it. It's a white tank top. It's not very wide, but it's not one of those real thin tank tops that you see muscle guys working out.
Yeah.
It covers my nipples some. I mean, if I move, I might have a nip slip that
so
pops
is it
out.
Is it a t-shirt that you just cut the sleeves off of?
No, that's just how I bought it.
Okay.
But it wasn't ever meant to be like one of, you've seen what I'm talking about, the like G-string. But it's not that. But as soon as I put it on, my wife instantly is like, you are not wearing that. And I'm like, it's a tank top. We're at Disney. Do you know what kind of people show up here?
That's exactly the kind of people they show up here.
You are the people.
So she starts really going in on it. Like, no, that is embarrassing. And I'm like, what? I'm freeing the nipple.
Oh,
maybe.
She screwed herself when she said that, because the moment she said it's embarrassing, you're in even harder.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, this is not Dollywood.
Well, so
this is Disney.
There's alcohol here, okay?
So I was like, she was adamant that I do not walk around with that shirt on. I'm like, you're ridiculous. I don't know what it was, but my wife brought, I call it a robe, but they're not robes. It's this turkey.
It's a caftan. It's a caftan.
A caftan. Yeah, that's exactly what
it's
it is.
It's a caftan.
What is that?
It's like, other people call it moo-moos, but it's like...
Like a house coat?
Oh, like a big dress.
Yes.
With no shape.
And like flowy arms, and it's just basically like a sheet with a hole in the head.
Yeah. Well, think of a silk robe that when it's shut, but it's like, you don't tie it together. That is the dress.
No. These are tied together. These have like a tie together. And
it's like a kimono?
A kimono.
Kimono.
Right. Okay. So she's like, she could wear it as a cover.
Kimono is the animal kingdom.
Yeah, it's a dragon.
And she explained to me, she's like, you can wear this as a cover up at the pool. Yeah. You can wear it with jeans. I mean, anyway, she brought two of those.
Mm-hmm.
And they're Turkish cotton. And I was like, well, fine. If I can't walk out like this, then I am going to put on whatever your... Caftan. And so I put on this white caftan, and it just so happens to have all these animals all over it.
And
So those guests that were coming to the hotel... So she's like, you're not going out like that. I'm like, well, you wouldn't let me go out this way. So I am going to embrace this, and I'm going to walk down to the lobby exactly like this. And it was such a hit. So when my friend got there, there was a pink one. I said, you put that on. I am not lying. Every time I left that hotel room, him and I were wearing these Turkish cotton thing. And what drove my wife even more nuts is that the amount of compliments that people would not, I love that. That's a great look in front of her. And she's like, what is going on?
It's driving her crazy.
Oh, yeah, this one lady at the pool comes up and she's like, the guys over there are like, we're going to do that next year. I'm like, dude, we are trendsetters up in this. They're like, whose is that? I'm like, it's my wife. She brought her.
Every one of your segments should be sponsored by a divorce attorney. It's just a matter of time.
Well, where's Jared?
I'm not gonna lie, it looks really good on you.
That's gonna hurt her also.
I know.
The Burt Show.